Falling, Part 1. Despite the shining sun and clear skyline, the air around her was crisp. Sarah wrapped her coat tighter and hugged her body as she caught a sharp chill from the whisping breeze. Her walking pace quickened over the old canal bridge, passing swiftly by a man who was doubled over the ancient stone wall. Sweaty and struggling, his chest heaved as he tried to catch his breath, even groaning like a gent twice his age as he tightened up the laces on his trainers, then adjusted his headphones and continued forward on his run. Sarah skipped over the puddles, laying still next to the curb as he set off, dodging him with light footsteps as she crossed over the road and away from him. A small scattering of people were only ever out at that time of day, mostly, as she was, heading straight for the train station. Sarah continued around the bend and passed through the car park until she caught sight of a train already leaving the platform. "Damn it," she whispered to herself as she continued to climb the twisting path up to the entrance. The weathered old ticket office, almost blurring into the rolling hills and landscape behind it. Laying on the floor next to the doorframe, a homeless man was huddled up against the steps, wrapped inside a sleeping bag. "That's awful," Sarah tutted, as he seemed to awake and sit up in front of her. She watched him carefully as the man blinked in the morning light and stretched out the closer she got. When their eyes caught, Sarah shyly smiled at him before dropping her eyes down to the floor, flush with embarrassment. She raised them back again after a few steps, but only as far as his shoulders, just to where the tips of his long mousy brown hair seemed to plait, entwining into his beard. Sarah traced the outline of his body along the navy sleeping bag that clung around his legs. The material worn and ragged, even ripped open in several places. "I bet it doesn't even give much warmth these days," she thought as she quickly shuffled past and beyond his now outstretched hand. Sarah felt awful. Not only was this man sleeping rough, but he also needed to beg for money. She truly wanted to help, even momentarily reaching deep into her pockets, searching for any spare change she had. Despite feeling the metal ridge of several coins in her pocket, Sarah stopped. Compelled to and crippled by a building anxiety tensing up her muscles, a painful problem that had prevented her from interacting properly with anyone over the years. The only reason she was out at all was to travel into the city and meet with her book publisher. She only ever felt a true quiet calmness when she could stay safely at home daydreaming, coffee cup in her hand while she stared wistfully out of her window, locked away in her own little world. Sarah shook her head apologetically at him without saying a word and continued walking on through to the platform, then searched the arrival times on the board above her head for the next train, standing close to the edge in agitated anticipation. The open station itself wasn't crowded, but had built up enough people to keep her gaze darting, most of who were now scattering around, waiting like her. However, it still made her feel a little uneasy. Up ahead in the distance, squinting as she looked, Sarah could see the train rounding a bend in the track and begin to come into view. She unlatched her satchel and rooted for her ticket, one eye still firmly on the people stirring along the platform, picking up their belongings and readying themselves to embark. Almost clairvoyant, she could even sense the presence of people moving closer in behind her to queue. Suddenly, and without warning, Sarah felt a sharp pain thud into her spine, causing her body to fall forward and off balance. Her feet became unable to fully grip the floor as she slipped, twisting her ankle. She fell from the edge of the platform and landed with a harrowing crunch to her ribs as she hit the steel tracks below. Behind her, two teenage boys remained lurching over the edge, devilish smirks drawn wide across their faces. They laughed and began spitting aggressively down at her. Sarah lay still, awkwardly marooned over the heating metal, but quivering involuntarily in fear. She managed to strain her neck and twist her head just as the train driver blew the locomotive's whistle, an ear-piercing squeal that rang out as the train broke hard in emergency, its wheels still screeching rapidly towards her. Sarah clenched her fragile shaking hands to her face and closed her eyes, petrified and now sobbing.